Just whenever you're ready. What is so in a kind of in a nutshell, how would you describe Google Gouge to someone who had maybe never heard of it before?
So to someone who's never heard of it before, I would say it's basically a physical embodiment of the online digital garage. So the online digital garage is basically like a digital marketing course that Google have been running for quite a few years, where you get kind of a formal qualification at the end, which is kind of recognized by employers and things like that. What Google are doing with the digital garage is basically making a kind of physical manifestation of that. So if you're not really into your online stuff and it's a bit kind of, you find it a bit unstimulating, you can come into the garage, obviously all for free, and it's very open, it's very eerie, there's no like blocked off rooms, just one big room. And there we hold seminars. So we hold seminars twice a week, and we do one-to-one mentoring sessions kind of every day of the week, where you can kind of answer more specific questions, maybe questions that you wouldn't be comfortable or don't really want to ask in a seminar in front of like 30, 40 people. You know, maybe you've got a business technique that you don't really want to share, whatever. That's kind of where we tackle that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's basically a physical version of the online platform.
And who, well, what sort of things can people expect to learn? So if they went there, what sort of things, who would go there and what would they find out?
I mean, the kind of people we get there is anyone. Essentially, anyone who wants to increase their digital skills or better their digital skills. And by that, I mean, like, literally, we've had people from old women who don't know how to, like, email, like, their daughter in Singapore to, like, people who have big, you know, multi-thousand pound budgets
Wow.
and want to know the best way to spend it. So there's no question too small. There's no question too big, although we might get a bit scared. It's really
Yeah,
big.
that's right.
But people could expect it anything. You know, it could be anything from, like I said, sending an email, using G Suite, so using all the free Google tools that they give.
So those are things like Word, Excel, and stuff online, yeah?
Yeah, but the kind of Google version of that, where you can kind of work on things at the same time as other people, you can collaborate, you can kind of speak to each other whilst working on a document. So we'll do a lot of that kind of workplace-based training, as well as, you know, working with a small budget, which is very doable now online. And, you know, putting your brand across is a big thing we encourage online. So if you have a shop or something, we like to encourage people to reflect that in their online presence, and we can kind of guide people on how to do that. So yeah, anything.
Amazing. Sounds very good. And how much does it cost? Is the next thing, because of course it all sounds very good, but
That's
I'm
my
guessing there must be a catch here somewhere.
favorite question. Absolutely nothing. And we do, to be fair, we do get a lot of people asking what's the catch. But as far as we're concerned, people come in with questions about their business or their passion, and they leave more excited to pursue that business or passion because we've given them those access points. And for us, like, whether there's a catch or not, we're happy with that, and we like to think everyone who comes and leaves is happy with that as well. They seem to smile most of the time, so even if they're lying.
So if somebody that was on our mailing list did come in, what sort of experience would they expect? Can you kind of walk them through what the options they had and what, you know, how they could spend an afternoon or a day in the Google Garage? What would it be like?
Yeah, so you walk in, everyone's very smiley. There's a team of four of us on hand, so
I was actually offered popcorn when I arrived, which was
you
very
will be
nice.
you'll be offered free snacks, Wi-Fi, tea, coffee, the lot. So even if you're just a bit hungry and like you use Google now and again, it's all good. But yeah, you walk in, we're very smiley, we're very helpful, and it depends what time you turn up in the day. But on some days you can come in and there'll be seminars on, which again, there's no pressure to book for these. You can, if you want to just, if you're passing by or something, and or you've got a spare couple of hours and you want to pop in, absolutely can. There's no booking, there's no payments, just come in and we'll sort you out. But yeah, you can come in and we'll kind of talk you through the different services we can offer, and set you up with, if you wanted a one-to-one mentoring session, we'd set you up with someone who was most experienced or skilled as to what you want to do. So for example, I kind of specialize in web building and kind of doing a doing online from a DIY sense, when some of the other guys will specialize in analytics and AdWords, things like that, so spending money online. So yeah, we'll sort you out with the best option for you, and of course all for free as well.
All for free, very good. Yeah. Right, so obviously you've been there for a few months now. When did it start, sorry?
It started just at the end of November.
And originally it was due to end, well, today actually, 31st of March.
It was, yeah.
But you've been given another month?
Yes, so yeah, they seem to like us. We're like, please, we enjoy this so much. And they're like, oh, you can have another month.
And just to check, is it Monday to Friday that you're open?
Yes, so it's Monday to Friday, 9 till 6.
Marvellous.
So yeah, we'll have four people in basically from the 10 till 5 kind of window, mm-hmm. and then two people in kind of 9 to 10 and 5 to 6, just because of the way it kind of works.
Because of the, when it's busiest, I guess.
Yeah, the best time to turn up is basically between 10 and 5.
10 and 5.
But we do take sessions outside.
Awesome. And in that time, you've probably met a lot of people. What would you say are kind of the most common difficulties or things that difficulties that they face online? So thinking of kind of maybe some of the smaller businesses, maybe charities, people that are online but maybe don't quite know, maybe they've got a website or something, but and they have a Twitter account. They do the basics, but they're not really sure how to get more. What would you say are the most common problems you found, and any tips on how to solve them, I suppose?
There's two big issues we have. One is that a lot of businesses or charities will come in and they'll think that to have a strong online following, you have to have a lot of money. This is the biggest difficulty. They'll come in and they'll always be like, what does that cost? What's this going to cost me? And people are very hesitant. But the reality of it is that because these digital services and online services want your attention and your use so much, like Twitter and Facebook and Google, they will try and make everything as cost effective for you as possible. So for example, you get a lot of people coming in and say, oh, I want to advertise on, or maybe they'll just come in and say, I want to advertise.
Yeah.
And they'll say, I've contacted this magazine, which I think would be great, but they've asked for a couple of £100 to put an ad in there. And we don't know if anyone's going to be interested in it. Well, we go, well, have you tried Facebook marketing? Because in Facebook marketing, you can directly send or aim a advertisement or a post or something basically social-based or emotional-based at a specific type of person that you know is going to be interested in your product or service.
So you can sort of filter it to things like age or
absolutely.
Place?
Yeah. Age, gender, location, even interests.
Okay, great.
So you know that you can nail it down and you'll be spending nothing more than £10 to get your message out to a couple of thousand people.
So say we had, let's say for example that someone came to see you and they ran like maybe a local family group session or something, and they wanted to just advertise their community centre, say, and the sort of people that use it were maybe families or people that had interest in children, things like that. What would you suggest for them if they were going to use Facebook marketing? How kind of drilled down can they go?
Well, I suggest the first step would be identifying your market.
Yeah.
So who are you interested in? Are there any tools we can use to find out who's interested in your product or service, or again your community centre, anything like that? Anything is can be treated as a business. So we'd use online tools, free tools again, so like Trends and Analytics, to find out what kind of people are looking for your service and what kind of people are already finding your service and getting the most satisfaction out of it. We can then nail that down to a set demographic, a set type of person, and very easily take you through very easy steps to create a template in which to aim at these people for very, very little money.
So that's, that sounds amazing, but what would be the budget? If someone only had £50, would that be too little? Would they need more than that?
That's too much, I'd say.
Honestly, really?
Really, honestly. I mean, to be fair, I've seen businesses build a online profile and just build their content right and analyse their market so well that they haven't spent a penny.
Wow.
They set up a Facebook page with lots of interaction. They've asked questions rather than just giving people information. They've got people interested in what they're doing, stimulated by what they're doing. So I talk about little budgets, but essentially, to start, you don't need any budget at all.
Yeah.
You can design websites for free. You can build social media pages for free. I'd say £50, you wouldn't even need that.
Well, okay, so if you had, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, but if you had sort of three top tips, if you can, think three, maybe key pieces of advice for people that maybe want to improve their presence online, what would they be?
Okay, the the biggest tip actually is, and the biggest one I'd say is, don't overdo it.
Right, okay.
I think a lot of businesses, and we get a lot of businesses that come in and say, right, I've got a Facebook page, I've got a Twitter page, I've got a Pinterest page, I've got an Instagram page, I've got a LinkedIn page, oh, and I've got a website, oh, and I've got a mailer. And I'm saying,
and it takes hours and hours and hours to run them all. Yeah.
And we'll look through and we'll say, well, is anyone interacting with these things? Have you checked your analytics to see how many people are coming from these social media pages or any form of media to your website?
Yeah.
And we'll nail those down and we'll go, actually, you don't need that.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you're like a solicitor or a lawyer or something, and you come in and you go, oh, I've got an Instagram page. We'll be like, well, what are you putting on your Instagram? Like, pictures of sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Some things, I suppose, lend themselves well to a certain...
So that's a big one. Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Nail exactly where your people are and focus on that and create a community there. And again, actually, that leads on to the next one, which is really good, which is reflect your brand. So if you own a business that has a very strong brand, especially a very strong moral point, you know, if your business is based around a cause, make sure your online presence reflects that, reflects the way you are as a person, and reflects the way your staff are, if your staff, and reflects the way your shop or place comes across to people when they turn up.
Yeah.
So you can kind of keep that image and keep that vibe, essentially, keep it consistent across all your channels. And the biggest thing is make the most of free tools. Like we said, we can form a marketing plan now, a digital marketing plan for free.
Well,
if not for a couple of quid. So make the most of those free tools. Don't jump straight into the big pay-per-click platforms. Don't jump into them until you've got a really solid community and a really solid kind of social media and online website, things like that. Make sure you've got strong platforms before you go spending megabucks.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, actually, is because some people think that just by, you know, you can put £20 into maybe a Facebook or Twitter post and they don't get anything from it and they think, oh, it's rubbish, but perhaps they haven't really been shown how to use it properly, and that's, again, something they can learn at the Google Garage.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And often you'll find, even before you spend megabucks and you develop this community, you kind of go, actually, that's enough. Like, that's increased our sales by 30-40%. That's increased our visitors through our community centre by 20-40%. Maybe we don't need to spend money.
Yeah.
We get a lot of businesses who will come in and actually realise that, which is really nice. It's really good to see.
I know that'll be very helpful to people who kind of work with us. That'll be very useful for them. And I suppose the last thing I want to ask is just, can you let us know how someone can get involved or arrange a visit?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said earlier, people can just drop in. So if you're walking past the tram shed on Pendera Street.
And that's in Cardiff, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Quite close to the central station?
It is, yeah. So just the other side of the river. From the train station, Cardiff Central, so that's good. Yeah, you can always drop in. If you want to book a session, or you want to book a seminar, or a one-to-one session, you just want to make sure you've got that spot, you can do that. Just go onto our website, which is g.co/Cardiff Garage, and you can find everything out there. There's a whole page where you can register for the seminars. Sometimes we have special events worth mentioning. We will have, these kind of happen maybe once or twice a month. I think we've got one or two now in April, where we will get specialised, what they call Googlers, from London or Dublin, and they'll come in and give a specialised talk from their kind of internal Google perspective on how to get your business forward. They've been amazing, like they've kind of packed out the place. So if you're really interested in possibly taking your business to the next level, maybe looking into AdWords or pay-per-click systems, book those right now, because they fill up really quick. Otherwise, just pop in. Like I said, we're always a friendly face. The doors are open from 9 to 6, so yeah, just pop in and say hi.
Brilliant. Well, Ali, thank you very much for your time. Cheers.
Thank you.